Acts chapter 24.
5 days later, Ananias went down to the city of Caesarea. Ananias was the high priest. He also brought some of the older Jewish leaders and a lawyer named Tertullus. They went to Caesarea to make charges against Paul before the governor. Paul was called into the meeting, and Tertullus began to make his charges. Tertullus said, "Our people have enjoyed much peace because you are a wise reformer. Most excellent Felix, we are very thankful to accept these things from you always and in every place. But I don't want to use any more of your time, so I will say only a few words. Please be patient. This man Paul is a troublemaker. He stirs up trouble among the Jews everywhere in the world. He is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect. He was also trying to make the temple unclean when we stopped him. You yourself can decide whether all of our charges are true or not. Ask him some questions." The other Jews agreed. They said, "These things are really true." The governor signaled for Paul to speak. So Paul answered, "Governor Felix, I know that you have been a judge over this nation for many years. Therefore, I am happy to defend myself before you. I went up to worship in Jerusalem only 12 days ago. You can learn for yourself that this is true. These Jews who are accusing me didn't find me arguing with anyone in the temple. I was not stirring up a crowd, and I was not causing trouble or arguing in the synagogues or any place else in the city. They cannot prove the things they are claiming against me now. However, I will admit this to you. I worship the God of our ancestors as a follower of the way of Jesus. The Jewish leaders claim that the way is a sect. But I too believe everything which is taught in the law of Moses and everything which is written in the books of the prophets. I have the same belief in God that these Jews have, the hope that all people, good and bad, will be raised from death. This is why I always try to do what I believe is right before God and man. I was away from Jerusalem for many years. I went back there to bring some money to my people and to give some offerings. I was doing this when some Jews found me in the temple courtyard. I had just finished the cleansing ceremony. No crowd was gathered around me. I had not caused any trouble. However, some Jews from Asia were there. They should be here standing before you. If I have really done anything wrong, those Jews from Asia are the ones who should accuse me. Ask these Jews here if they found any wrong in me when I stood before the Supreme Jewish Council in Jerusalem. I did say one thing when I stood before them. I said, loud enough for all to hear, 'You are judging me today because I believe that people will rise from death.'" Felix already understood much about the way of Jesus. He stopped the hearing and said, "When Commander Lysias comes down here, I will decide on these things later." Felix ordered the officer to keep Paul guarded, but he told the officer to give him some freedom and to let Paul's friends bring the things that he needed. After a few days, Felix came with his wife, Drusilla. She was a Jewish woman. Felix asked for Paul to be brought to him. He listened to Paul talk about believing in Christ Jesus. However, Felix became afraid when Paul spoke about such things as righteousness, self-control, and the judgment day, which will come in the future. Felix said, "Go away now. When I have time later, I will call for you." Felix hoped that Paul would pay him a bribe. So Felix sent for Paul often and talked with him. After 2 years, Porcius Festus became governor. So Felix was no longer governor, but Felix left Paul in prison, because he wanted to do something to please the Jewish leaders.